And welcome to All Things Gardening. Our resident gardening expert is Charlie Nardozzi. Hi there, Charlie.
Hello, Mary.
Charlie, we're dreaming of gardening and getting our hands in the soil, but this is actually the better time to do something else garden-wise, and that's pruning, especially that hydrangea that's nothing but brown stalks in my front yard. What should we prune and how do we do it?
Yes, this is pruning season. So if you have fruit trees, for example, apples and pears and plums and cherries, or berry bushes like blueberries, this is the time to prune them. And for flowering shrubs, it is the time to prune some of them. And this is where it gets a little confusing for people. So I'll give you a couple rules of thumb to go by, and we'll talk about the always confusing hydrangea. The plants that you want to prune now will be the ones that will be blooming later in the season. So let's say after July 1st. They would be shrubs like Rose of Sharon and Clethora and Butterfly Bush. Those are ones that will be blooming later in the season. You prune them now to stimulate more new growth so you get more new flowers because the flowers form at the end of the branches. The ones you don't want to prune now are the ones that will be flowering before July 1st. So the ones that will be flowering the next couple months. The lilacs, the forsythias, the weigelas, the ninebarks, the rhododendrons, all of those shrubs, those flower buds are all set. And if you do prune them now, you can take some of those prunings, stick them in water inside, and force those branches into bloom so you can get some indoor color, which is nice. But if you cut too many of them, of course, you're not going to have flowers outside. So you want to prune those after they're done flowering. So if it blooms in May, you prune it in June. You want to do all your pruning, though, by July 1st, because that's the window you have before they'll set flower buds for next year. And then there's the hydrangeas, a nice confusing group of plants. It all depends upon what kind of hydrangea you have to know when to prune it. So if you have the macrophylla hydrangea, the blue hydrangea, which now comes in pink and red too, those big puffballs, those you want to prune right after they're done flowering. Even if you have the endless summer type, the ones that will bloom a couple different times during the summer, you still want to do it right after that first flush of flowers. That's the time to prune it. This time of year, you might notice there's a lot of dead branches on it. I would wait. I'd wait till maybe sometime in April or so when you can start seeing when the buds start swelling. Then you're going to know where the dead growth is and where the live growth is, and then you can prune it back. If you prune it back too early, you might be pruning off some of the flowers for this year. So the macrophylla does this. The climbing hydrangea is another one. Oak leaf hydrangea, all those you prune after the first flush of flowers. The ones you can prune now are the panicle hydrangeas and the arborescence hydrangeas. You can prune those down to a nice skeleton structure, and they will grow very vigorously and fill out. And the arborescence ones are like the Annabelles, Invincible, Invincible Spirit. Those all, again, can be pruned down. They'll have a nice flush of new growth and a lot of flowers. So get out there and do some pruning. It's time to start gardening.
Okay, here's a question from Karen in Elmore. Karen writes, what is the best way to compost black oil sunflower seed shells? I think I read something about the shells having a sort of plant inhibitor in them. Karen writes, I have an abundance of shells under my feeder, and they're appearing as the snow melts.
Yes, Karen. Well, it's good that you're going to clean those up because they will kill the grass that's under there or any plants that are under there and inhibit their growth. What you want to do is rake them all up and throw them in your compost pile and really mix them in with the compost. Let that compost pile heat up. Let them break down. It may take a little while because they're very woody. But when they break down like that, they'll lose that growth inhibitor that they have in there, and they'll be fine to use in your compost.
Okay, next is from Elizabeth, who has a mystery. Elizabeth writes, which critter has created surface tunnels all over my lawn this winter? This week's snow melt has exposed them. It's very unsightly. And what can I do to resurrect those areas? And what can I do to prevent it from happening next year?
Yeah, so the little critters are probably mice or voles, or maybe both. And what they're doing, of course, is they're looking for something to eat under the snow, under the cover of the snow. Snow melts, and you can see where they've been. They can become harmful. They can eat your perennial flowers, some of the bulbs, things of that nature. So it is good to do something about them if you have a lot of them and you see some damage. The best product to use would be an organic product called castor oil. Castor oil is something that has a very strong smell. You want to get the horticultural grade castor oil. And you spray that, or you can spread the pellets around, and that smell is something they don't like, and they will head for the hills. And so you won't have as many of them next year. So I would say maybe in the fall or winter this year, before the snow comes, maybe spread some castor oil around there. And for now, just kind of rake out the lawn and make sure all the other plants are doing okay.
Okay, if you have questions about your garden, send them to Charlie at gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.